It was just a week ago that the expansion was officially done and opened up, and a big celebration for the Missouri Orthopedic Institute. And Dr. James Standard is the medical director of the institute and also the orthopedic chair of the orthopedic surgery at the MU School of Medicine. He joins us now. Dr. Standard, good morning. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Help me understand what you really are happiest about having this extra room with the Missouri Orthopedic Institute. What will it mean for the institute?
I think it'll allow us to just continue to expand the number of patients that we can take care of, and that we've kind of very quickly, when we opened the other building, we ran into problems with already filling it out, and so it's taken a little while to get approved, and we've found ways to work around the space crunch for a while, but we really have gotten full enough that we needed it from that standpoint. And then the secondary thing it allows is we've gotten a pretty significant research area built into the fourth floor, which is something that we'd never had before. And so I think that allows us to take some of the gains we've been making in research to kind of to another level.
And that's what I hope that we can spend a moment on. As far as the research is concerned, what does that do as far as attracting potential researchers here or making it easier for those who are involved in research prior to the expansion's opening to be able to do their work?
I think having the new space and space that is very well laid out definitely helps when you're trying to recruit people, both clinicians and researchers, but the research space specifically to recruit people that are very successful in research. There's always less of them than there are people who want to hire them, and so having good space that is available is always very, very valuable. In terms of making advances, I think having the research space on the same floor as the surgeons' offices, where we constantly cross each other's paths, really speeds the process of getting clinically relevant research done. Because when they're across the campus or in another location, even if it's fairly close, it's hard to catch up with a research guy in between surgical cases, for example, where you might have 15 or 20 minutes, but that's not enough time to go down, get in your car, drive across campus, and that kind of thing. But it is enough time when they're right on the same floor as you are. And then the other side of the coin is it allows the researchers at times to come down into the clinic or operating rooms and see the clinical challenges themselves, which helps them get an idea of what it is we're trying to make advances doing and how to overcome that. So I think it helps both the surgeons having a lot more time with the researchers, and then the researchers having a much better first-hand idea of what the problems are and how their research might be able to address the problems.
And these researchers are collaborative. The research is collaborative in efforts. You can bring together those from several different parts of the MU overall broader campus. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got biologists, we've got statisticians, we've got engineers, we've got a veterinarian. We've got quite a mixture of people or a couple of veterinarians, actually. We've got quite a mixture of people that come from different disciplines. It's definitely collaborative.
How surprised are people when you talk to them about the Missouri Orthopedic Institute to know that there are surgery units there and that there's a floor where patients are? I'll be honest with you, I was surprised to learn that a few years ago. My daughter has been a frequent visitor because of situations with her health at Missouri Orthopedic Institute, and I don't think I was aware that there was actually that kind of facility there. I only thought of it as a place to go for the clinic appointments with her surgeon.
I think the part that surprises most people the most is that we have inpatient floors, that it's actually a small self-contained hospital.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are used to a situation where there might be an outpatient surgery center. The difference with this facility is that it actually is a full-service hospital. So it's got everything from MRI scanners and x-ray machines to physical therapists to an outpatient clinic to our own offices to a lab, minimal lab, patients that have pretty significant problems in our facility.
Let me ask you about the Thompson Center for Regenerative Orthopedics, because I think that is related to what you were just saying. How does that fit into the overall picture of the Missouri Orthopedic Institute?
I've always felt that going from a mediocre department to a good department and even a very good department is challenging, but is very attainable, and I think we have attained those things. stepping from very good to truly great, you know, top 20 in the nation kind of level, where you're going against the Mayo Clinics and the Cleveland Clinics and the Stanfords and that sort of thing. That is, if you take a look at the list of orthopedic departments that are in that top 20, every one of them has a significant research presence. They're not just applying yesterday's best techniques very well to take care of patients, but they're also determining tomorrow's techniques. And that's the part that I think is critical, and that's what that lab allows us to do, thanks to a very generous gift from Mr. Thompson that combined with some money from us, he wanted us to have skin in the game as well, so we paid for a part as well.
I'll let you go after I ask you one more question. That is this: in regards to the development of the Missouri Orthopedic Institute and the expansion of what you've just talked about, how attention-getting has this been for those who might be looking for a place? We addressed research and how it would be attractive to researchers. It's been 2 years in the construction, and now it's open. What are you finding as far as the attention that you are getting from some who would say, you know what, I would consider now going to Columbia, Missouri because of this institute?
I think it definitely has been catching people's attention. We've gotten very kind and nice coverage from the media, which is really helpful. It's a very unique facility. There's not another like it that I'm aware of with all of these parts together in the state of Missouri, and maybe not even in the Midwest, where you really have all of these parts together. And so I think it's unique. I think word is getting out. I think we are getting a regional and even national, with certain programs we have, reputation, which and some international. And that's what the goal is we don't want to be just a very good center for mid-Missouri and for the state, although we do want to be that. We also want to be one that draws people on a national and even an international basis.
Congratulations on the opening. Wish you continued success as the whole Missouri Orthopedic Institute. I speak towards it through you. And thank you for your time today, Doctor.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.